We are very fortunate to have His Grace Vedavyasa Priya Swami Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on the glories of Sri Radha Ramana Madhavendra Puri and Srinivasa Acharya. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Please take over the call, Prabhuji.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jita Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Ram. Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Namaha om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Patanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vande Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare of Srinivas Acharya's exalted services on this planet.
Babaji, we can't hear you too well.
Fulfill the desires of the Supreme Lord. And they are ready to do anything and everything. They take risks, nature, and they glory your devotional service. So this is their main function.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. We're very hard to hear you. No connection. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
We're having a very hard time hearing you. Your connection, your internet connection is very slow.
Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
Maharaj, your internet connection has problem. We can hear you, but it's we cannot hear you properly.
Perhaps, Hare Krishna Maharaj, perhaps if you turn off the camera, maybe it will work better.
Put off what? My video.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Can you hear me now better?
Yeah, it's better, Maharaj. Thank you.
Okay, good. So, I'm concentrating today on the life and service of Srinivas Acharya and probably as much detail as possible. So the other two glories of Radharaman and what was the third aspect? I will not be dealing with, at least in this time. Srinivas Acharya is a very exalted personality, and he happened to be appearing and entering into the pure devotional service when everybody, including Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, they were disappearing. And he had hardly, been able to fulfill his own desires in devotional service, to render personal service to them. Such an exalted personality who has been serving the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, in separation. He hardly had any association directly. So this is for all of us, the second generation, third generation, to and further generations to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission in the same spirit. Pure devotees generally come in this material world to fulfill the desire of the Supreme Lord. They don't have any other motivation, you know. And they would do anything and everything if it pleases the Lord. Only favorable service. So they have the surrendered attitude from the very beginning. And all their activities do not hint any way to material desires in it. It is said that Srinivas Acharya is the Shaktavesh avatar of Mahaprabhu, and only a person who has received his special blessing can describe his transcendental activities. I pray for such blessings so I can describe his transcendental activities. So, an important aspect in our life to become sincere devotees is to study the life and activities of such great devotees. And they inspire in our heart the activities that are very essential for making our progress a tangible progress. If we do not know such personalities as it has been described in our sampradaya, then naturally we remain poor. Enrichment of our devotional service is done through the life and precepts of such Lord Chaitanya's intimate associates, or his empowered incarnations. Empowerment. Srila Prabhupada is also considered to be the empowered incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shakti Avesh. This is the category of Lord Krishna's absolute truth, that he can invest his own potencies in a suitable living entity, and in his favor he gets his work done through him. We should study Srinivasacharya's life and activities in that same spirit. He was born in 1530 AD, again on the full moon day of Vaishakh month. It was Rohini Nakshatra, and his place of birth is called Chakhandi. It is in the north of Agradeep in the district of Nadia. And his father, Gangadhar Bhattacharya, he was a Brahmin in Rarha class. This parental heritage has been described in Bhakti Ratnakar, and how it became, known as Rarha class. So Gangadhar Bhattacharya was overcome with so much grief in his heart when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Katwa. He began to cry constantly while calling, "Ha Chaitanya, Ha Chaitanya." There are still in Bengal, I have seen, witnessed myself in Mayapur, that this Brahmin class always try to follow in this Rara class and crying in separation. It is their meditation. Even some of the life members who came to Mayapur, they came to spend such time, but their only chanting was not Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but Ha Chaitanya, Ha Chaitanya. In very desperate mood, very sorrowful mood. Approved then at that time, but then later on it became as imitation also. But nonetheless, we see that his father was always crying in separation. But this separation, the then devotees saw him in intoxicated divine love of Mahaprabhu. So therefore, they named Gadadhar Pandit as Chaitanya Das. And he was then known as Chaitanya Das. He became indifferent with the things of this material world, and one day he suddenly felt a strong wish to have a son and told his wife. Now, how in this separation mood he got a desire to have a son. His wife's name was Lakshmi Priya. And she responded that, why don't you go to Jagannath Puri and get the blessings of Mahaprabhu? So both of them, husband and wife, they left for Jagannath Puri. They stopped on the way at Lakshmi Priya's father in Jajigram, and then they arrived in Puri. Both Chaitanya Das and Lakshmi Priya offer their obeisances to Mahaprabhu, and before they could speak, the Lord himself, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understood their heart's desire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will, tell only this thing: Lord Jagannath Dev will surely fulfill all your desires. So, there were so many devotees around to know what is that desire Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about. So, this devotee is called Govinda, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he revealed in ecstasy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desires for them to have a child. Of course, Lakshmi Priya gave birth to Srinivas. So, this is the revelation of Govinda. He further told that Srinivas will manifest the love that I am showing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says he will be identical, Mahavadanya form, and this will increase everyone's enthusiasm for devotion. Such will be brought about through the scriptures of Goswamis into the world. Srinivas will distribute them. So he is the embodiment of pure love for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and everyone will be enthused upon seeing him. This has been described in Bhakti Ratnakar. And devotees were very much enlivened to hear Govinda's who was intimate servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time, and he revealed to the rest of the devotees. So when Srinivas was born, they offered him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The early childhood rituals of first feeding, solid food, name giving, and then chuda karma, then yajnopavit, Everything were done according to the Brahminical standard. Govinda Ghosh and other intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and residents of Shrikhanda, Narhari and Raghunandan poured affectionate blessings on the child. So, the early education and travels are also remarkable. Srinivas was devoted to his parents. He was fortunate to hear about Mahaprabhu's divine glories, as well as Radha and Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes from Chaitanya Das, that is his father. And they would go into ecstatic state and discuss these transcendental topics. Lakshmi Priya, the mother, trained him in various forms of Nama Sankirtan. Then, in later stage, he studied grammar, literature, poetry, and theory, etc., and became master from Dhananjay Vidya Vachaspati. But Srinivas's father, Chaitanya Das, left the world while he was still very young. And it affected great loss. To him, but other devotees try to console him and his mother in their grief. So there was good social Vaishnava support to them. Srinivas took his mother and moved from Chakhandi to his maternal grandfather's house in Jajigram. And the villagers were very happy for them to come to the maternal village. And Shrikhanda is very near to Jajigram. So Srinivas visited Narhari Sarkar. Narhari Sarkar, who wrote very nice guidelines for Vaishnava theology. He was then the pujari of Radha Govinda temple of Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Ratnakar is his very famous treatise on interpersonal dealings with the devotees. And it is also a good guideline for Vaishnava etiquette, Vaishnava corrections, etc., if the need is there. In ISKCON, that's a good guideline. Many of the laws of interpersonal behavior of a devotee is working through these guidelines till today, and that is the standard to estimate, even if the correction is needed. So, Narhari Sarkar taught that Mahaprabhu also going to end his earthly pastime soon. And Srinivas, he became determined to see the Lord before it happened. He quickly came back to Jajigram and took permission from his mother to take the trip to Puri. He then joined the devotees on the annual pilgrimage. It was the fifth day of the waxing moon. But before Srinivas arrived in Puri, however, the news that Mahaprabhu had indeed ended his pastimes reached the party of the pilgrims. They have not arrived yet in Puri. Srinivas fainted at hearing this report. And that was the first desire that was not fulfilled. He again had a dream. When he arrived in Puri, because he continued the journey, even though during his intense separation from Mahaprabhu, he even decided to commit suicide. But Lord Jagannath appeared in his dream to continue and complete the journey. So, when he arrived, he had darshan of Jagannath. And also in the dream, he saw Jagannath of Dev Subhadra as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates. So he was so much intent and meditation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Gaur Sei Krishna Sei Jagannath. We sing? He stayed in Puri for some time and he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. And he was very much enchanted. Gadadhar then told him to return to Gaudadesh. Again, when he's on his way to Bengal, Srivas learned that Advaita Acharya Nityanand Prabhu has also wound up their earthly pastimes. Once again, he determined to end his life in their separation. But the two Prabhus appeared in a dream to assuage him, to console him his grief, and persuaded him to give up this suicidal mentality. Because they want to him and make sure that only in intense separation of love for the Supreme Lord and his intimate devotees or his expansions. Because he was Shaktyavish expansion and Nityananda is his Swarupa. Advaita Acharya is portion of the portion. But nonetheless, it was pronounced Mahavishnu. But the intensity of all this separation would keep on increasing, but instead of satisfying his own desires to commit suicide after that, will not yield anything, but his only self-interest will be served. And both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda appeared in his dream to dissuade him. Give up this idea of suicide. You know, it's not like Chota Haridas who committed suicide because of transgression. The reasons are different. But for the giving his expansion, Shaktya Vesh Avatar, the credit of spreading Krishna consciousness in Gaudadesh as well as else here too. It is said that Lord Nityananda was very powerful in preaching, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told him to go to Gaudadesh and spread Krishna consciousness, it was also a separating but how did Nityananda Prabhu took upon himself being an obedient servant? He had to give up his avadhut feature also, sacrifice his personal interest. And he got married to Vasudha and then also later on Janva, both the sisters. But it is said that Nityananda Prabhu traveled far and wide. And in the Western India, he is responsible to spread Krishna consciousness. When I was in my high school, I came from East Africa because there were very few high schools. Either we go for Cambridge in UK or come back to India. So my father said, I cannot afford you to send you to UK. Better go back to India and study. So I returned. The family was joint family, so I was absorbed. And during that time, in Surat, I saw Gornithite deities in my early, high school life. And I still have a vivid remembrance that generally sonar community, the goldsmith community, were supporters of Gornithai worship. Prabhupada mentions that Kayastha Sonar community in Calcutta, they were very supportive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So similarly, Gornithai wanted now Srinivas to expand the preaching. The most prominent empowerment for preaching is Srinivas. So when he arrived in Navadvipa, Srinivas was once again plunged into the ocean of despondency at the loss of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vamsivadan Thakur saw him in this separation mood, he approached Vishnupriya Devi and asked her to grant Srinivas an audience and bless him and encourage to sustain his life for preaching purposes. So Srinivas was very much amazed by the example of Vishnupriya Devi and her deep faith in Mahaprabhu's worship. With intense renunciation, he was very much impressed. So while he was in Navadvip, he also dreamt of Sachi Devi and received blessings from her too. So with this encouragement, Srinivas wandered throughout Bengal, going to the old Shripats of associates of Mahaprabhu. Shripat, one who has surrendered to the husband of Lakshmi Devi, they are called Shripats. Shripat is a surrendered soul's title. And here especially those of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the exalted devotees. And he sought their blessings. He visited Shantipur, Khandadaha, Kanakul, Krishnanagar, and Shrikhand. Among the eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met were Murari Gupta, Shivas Pandit, Damodar Pandit, Shuklambar Brahmachari, Gadadhar Das, Parmeshwari Das, Janva Devi, Vasudha Devi, Virabhadra, their son, Abhiram Thakur. Who was the Gopa of Krishna Leela? Narhari Sarkar Thakur and Raghunandan Thakur. These were all great personalities, and they all witnessed Srinivas's intense devotion and told him to go to Vrindavan. So, again, Srinivas went to his mother, Lakshmi Priya, and begged her permission that he can go to Vrindavan. So, the mother could not refuse when she saw so much acute eagerness in Srinivas. Srinivas then traveled through Agradweep, Katwa, Mayureshwar, Ekachakra, and then went to Kashi, Ayodhya, and Prayag. Above Kashi is Ayodhya, and Prayag is south of Kashi. But he traveled, he covered all this holy places. He spent quite a long time visiting them before he finally arrived in Vraj. But he learned that Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Kashishwar Pandit, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami have all disappeared. Raghunath Das Goswami and Gopal Bhatt Goswami and Jeev Goswami were still living in Braja during that time when he arrived. So he had a deep separation, again mounted, but because these three contemporary of the six Goswamis were there, he took their blessings. He was initiated by Gopal Bhatta Goswami and took instruction in the Vaishnava scriptures from Jiva Goswami. So both the initiating spiritual master and instructing spiritual masters, they trained him up. Jiva Goswami was very affectionate to Srinivas. And he commended him to his deities, Radha Damodar. And he was taking care of them. Srinivas met Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also in Radha Kund and received their blessings. One day, Sri Jiva Goswami heard Srinivas explained a verse from Ujjwala Neelamani done by Rupa Goswami, and was so much impressed by his erudition that Jiva Goswami entitled him Acharya. So from that day onward, he was known as Srinivas Acharya. And he also gave him the titles like Thakur to Narottam and Shyamanand, who was Dukhi Krishnadas. So all these stalwarts were still there. Jiva Goswami ordered Srinivas Acharya Prabhu to travel all over Vraja's pilgrimage sites with Raghav Goswami. I think Raghav Pandit is also known for that. Now, during that time, under the tutelage of Jiva Goswami, he engaged so many scholars in copying the manuscripts of so many acharyas like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and they were copied. The literature in the book form was so much that Jiva Goswami wanted them to be sent to Navadvip. And through this authorized writing by these great stalwarts of Vrindavan, become the standard for preaching in Bengal and all this land of Gaudadesh. So, Jiva Goswami and other Vaishnavas in Vraja ordered Srinivas and Narottam Das and Shyamananda Prabhu to take these manuscripts to of the invaluable Goswami literature, placing them in a chest that was offered to them by a rich merchant in Mathura, back to Bengal in an ox cart. They set off on the Shukla Panchami of Agrahayan month, which is said to be very auspicious. But the journey was long and dangerous. If they enter in Bihar, they were dacoits. So there were foot soldiers also sent to protect the treasure. Because this chest that a rich merchant of Mathura offered them was meant to store valuables like jewels, the golden ornaments, plates, and so much paraphernalia in Lord's service. But he offered them in a well protected case that it's a long journey and they should be preserved because they are most valuable as far as the Vaishnavas are concerned, Gaudiya Vaishnavas were concerned. There is nothing more valuable than these authorized scriptures establishing the absolute truth, personality of God and Lord Shri Krishna as the Samam Bonam, proving so many different ways. And even today, such literatures are being published in ISKCON. The scholarly written latest of Tamal Krishna Goswami's, you know, thesis on for his postgraduate studies was published after his passing away in 2002, 15th March. So that is also a treatise on what we call Mahavakya, the most important statement proving Lord Shri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where the verse Eti Chansa Kalapunsa Krishnastu Bhagavana Swayam. It was very elaborately discussed in this his thesis, and the book was printed by my dear friend Garuda Prabhu, and I was present when this book was launched in Dallas, Texas, about 6-7 years back. I'm talking. So I was present, and I also spoke about the scholarly knowledge that he developed in a system of modern education. Tamal Krishna Maharaj showed a profound realization through his thesis. This is also to be understood, to be learned, that those who become a graduate in theology, in the science of Krishna consciousness, must also pick up their eruditeship to come in a scholarly world, because we may be for everyone, not only for common people, but for even rich and educated mass also. But they don't have much conception about the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, who is Krishna. So such theses are erudite and scholarly written down for the educated mass, that they can evaluate the quality of ISKCON movement from such theological, preparations. So, Srinivas Acharya, then accompanied by Narottam Das Thakur and Dukhi Krishna Das, who is known as Shyamananda, also accompanied. All right. So they set off with the treasure chest, and the protection was given by foot soldiers, also equipped with, the weapons. I will call you back in half an hour. So they set up, set off to arduous journey, which will be Krishna. Can I call you after half an hour, please? I'm on a Zoom call. So, here we go. They have to pass through a great part of distance without any trouble, but upon arrival in the bordering Bihar, there is a Hindu kingdom called Bana Vishnupura, and the king was a dacoit, and he was thriving by dacoitry and keeping his fellow dacoits, the village, the whole kingdom managed through the profits of the loot. So they were informed that great chest of treasure is coming along their way, and they should become very much prosper, because it's such a large chest that they never saw. So they understood or interpreted that a rich merchant was traveling through Puri with valuable cargo of merchandise. So that ruler of Bana Vishnupur is Birhambir. Birhambir was the leader of a gang of highwaymen. Highwaymen means those who loot right on the highway. When he heard that a cargo of great value was passing through his territory, he asked an astrologer to confirm the truth of the rumors. The astrologer confirmed that the chest being carried on the ox cart was indeed of a great value. The king immediately sent a group of robbers to steal that chest, and thinking that it would gain, he would gain gold and jewels. He specified to the robbers that they should kill no one. The robbers first worshipped goddess Chandi and then sent out a spy who returned to tell them that everyone in the group accompanied the ox cart were sleeping in exhaustion after eating their evening meal, and the robbers felt that Chandi has mercifully given them golden opportunity to make the raid. They stole the chest of books and turned them over to the king of Vishnupur. They did not know, they didn't open, they had to break the lock anyway. When Birhambir saw the large chest, he was delighted at the prospect of finding large booty inside. However, he got disappointed because after opening up, he saw nothing but books. He turned to the astrologer again and asked him, how could he have made such a mistake? The astrologer answered, I can't understand it. Every time I might make my calculation, I came up with the same conclusion. This chest is full of priceless jewels. It's incredible. I don't know why my calculations have gone wrong. The mere sight of the holy books has a purifying effect on the king. However, he regretted having stolen them. Indeed, he desired to meet with the acharya who owned them. And that night he had a dream in which this acharya appeared to him, and this pacified him somewhat. The next morning, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Thakur, and Shyamananda Prabhu, they awoke to find the chest of books missing. They searched everywhere, but when they failed to find any clue of the books of whereabouts, they felt so depressed that they considered killing themselves. Some local villagers saw the distressed condition of the three Vaishnavas and immediately suspected the robber king, Birhambir, and rebuked him. Srinivas Acharya made some further inquiries and was assured that he would be able to find more information from the king himself. So all the three Vaishnavas felt some hope and abandoned their suicidal intentions. Srinivas Acharya decided to remain in Vishnupur in the hope that he would be able to recover the manuscripts. But he sent Narottam Das Thakur to Kheturi and Shyamanand Prabhu to Orissa. You continue, I will follow you with the chest, like that. Now, while staying in Vishnupur, Srinivas Acharya, from a Brahmin named Keshav Vallabh, that Birhambir liked to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam and daily attended its recital. One day, Srinivas Acharya went with this Brahmin to the place where the Bhagavat was recited. The Brahmin introduced Srinivas Acharya to the king as the great Vaishnava. And the king indeed observed the characteristics of great person in him and was attracted to him. The king expressed a desire to hear Srinivas Acharya speak on Bhagavat. And Srinivas Acharya agreed, thinking that it might be a good opportunity to recover the books. So he started to speak on Bhagavat on a daily basis. The king was so enchanted by Srinivas Acharya's unprecedented explanation of the Bhagavat and his sweet voice. Srinivas Acharya preached Mahaprabhu's teaching both through the speaking on Bhagavat and Kirtan. While Narottam and Shyamananda primarily used the medium of the kirtan only, but it was Srinivas Acharya who introduced speaking. Esoteric, philosophical, as well as very nicely narratives of the characteristics of exalted personalities in service of Lord Shri Krishna. That is depicted in Srimad Bhagavatam. So the style of these three acharyas used respectively were named Manohar Sahi, Gharana Hati, and Reneti. The three styles of these three acharyas used respectively, that Manohar Sahi. Manohar Sahi means very appealing to the mind, pleasing to the mind, and the narration along with the singing of the songs. Gharana Hati was the Narottam Das Thakur's style of singing on a particular tradition that he came from. And Reneti is by Shyamananda. So such kirtans are still famous and respected in Vaishnava Sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So the king of the dacoits, Birhambir, he arranged for Srinivas Acharya a very secluded dwelling. So one day he had the opportunity to find the king alone in his apartments. Srinivas Acharya recounted the entire story of his journey from Vraja and the theft of the manuscript. The king immediately confessed, showing great sorrow for his misdeed, and had the chest of books returned to him. Greatly relieved, Srinivas Acharya immediately sent messengers to Vrindavan, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Prabhu with the good news. And in the course of time, Birhambir and his entire entourage all took initiation from Srinivas Acharya and dedicated their entire lives to the wealth to him. At initiation, Birhambir was given the name Chaitanya Das. The same name his father was given. Then Srinivas Acharya went to his maternal grandfather's house in Jaji Gram. Then he set for Katwa, Navadvip, and other towns in Bengal. He was respecting Narhari Sarkar of Shikhand greatly, and was also very much devoted to his saintly mother. So when Narhari Sarkar heard Srinivas Acharya's mother express her desire to have her son married, he gave him the order to do so. Narhari Sarkar ordered Srinivas to get married. Even prior to receiving this order, Srinivas had received the same command from Advaita Acharya in a dream. Although he was ashamed in the dream, but he realized that he could not ignore the wishes of Advaita Acharya, Prabhu, now Narhari Sarkar, and his mother. He thus agreed to get married, and he went to Ishwari, a devoted daughter of Gopal Chakravarti of Jajigram. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vignane Abhujiya. The activities of the Vaishnavas cannot be understood on a logical, social, or other levels. Cannot be understood. Only those devotees who are engaged in service of Mahaprabhu can gradually understand. So, Srinivas Acharya started to teach Goswami's books that he brought to his disciples in Jajigram. And out of that, one of the most important disciples was Ramchandra Kaviraj, the son of Shikhand, resident Chiranjeev Sen. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu gave Ramchandra the title of Kaviraj after hearing his poems. And Narottam Das Thakur has a close friendship with this Ramchandra Kaviraj, and even he wrote about in one of his songs that Dayakaro Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Ramchandra Sangamange Narottama Das. Oh my master, Srivasacharya, please be merciful to me. Narottam Das beg you to give me the association of Ramchandra. So, then again, Suklambar Brahmachari, Gadadhar Das, that is Gadadhar Pandit, Narhari Sarkar, and Dvija Haridas Acharya, they all passed away. Srinivas Acharya, once again overcome by grief, and made another trip to Vrindavan. Ramchandra Kaviraj and Shyamananda Prabhu also joined Srinivas Acharya in Vraja and on this occasion. And Srinivas Acharya met Gopal Bhatt Goswami and Srila Jiva Goswami, as well as Bhugarbha Goswami and Lokanath Goswami. And these great devotees encouraged him, diminishing his feeling of loss. He came back to Gaudiya Desh and he joined in the festivities occasioning the departure of Gadadhar Das in Katwa. Narhari Sarkar in Shikhand and Dvija Haridas Acharya in Kanchan Garia. From there he went to Bhudari village where Ramchandra Kaviraj and Govinda Kaviraj hosted him with great opulence. So you can see so many intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and always such departure, you know, put Srinivas Acharya in personal grief, you know. Pashana kutile behu matha anale pashibo. Even if we strike our head to a solid stone in separation, want to end our lives, pashane kutibo matha. Who does this kind of activity? One wants to you know, for the self, he cannot live without association of senior devotees. This is an example that we should learn. When senior devotees pass away from our side, and that is anyway for everyone. How come we can remain contemporary? We must prepare to carry on further the movement, because as we get initiated, it is entrusted upon us to propagate the movement. Don't think you cannot do because you don't have Shakti. Arre Baba, Shakti, Krishna Shakti is coming through chanting of holy name. How much miser can you become if you cannot preach? So, Srinivas Acharya's great exalted, nature in preaching is continued in separation, constant separation. There are more separations coming. And one has to endure separation. Don't become so much selfish to end your life. Therefore, pure devotees have no objective in the life other than to fulfill the desires of the Supreme Lord. They are thus ready to do anything if it pleases the Lord. And none of their activities has slightest hint or tinge of material desires in it. And we reiterate that Srinivas Acharya thus gained his originality as Shaktyaivesh avatar of Mahaprabhu. And only a person who has received this special blessing can describe his transcendental activities. I hope, when will I realize that I have received let me continue praying this over and over again whenever I give a class, that I'm still in that state, that cannot help but to get inspired to exist as long as Krishna wishes, and try to perform devotional service to please Him and Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So, anybody has any question or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Guru Maharaj, thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association towards this morning. I would like to ask any devotees, if they have any questions, please go ahead. Hare Krishna, if anyone has any questions, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for the wonderful class and taking us to the journey of Srinivas Acharya. So thank you so much, Maharaj, for your time and association and for the very, very wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. This is Krishna Priya from New Jersey. And Hare Krishna, and I have not heard your voice since many, many years, and I really wanted to hear this class, and you have given such a wonderful class. We appreciate it, and Dandavat Pranam, and when you come to New Jersey, please come to our house. Hare Krishna.
Thanks to Corona that he has spared me up till now.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. And all glories to Prabhupada and all glories unto your lotus feet. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Ananta Koti Dandavat Pranam. So inspiring class. So many things we have to learn, Maharaj. Not only learn, but digest in day-to-day life, Maharaj. Thank you, Ananta Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shashirata Gopinath Ki Jai. Please give your association regularly, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
I think this is the second or third class I'm giving. Please, second. Right?
Yes, Maharaj, so, this is second class.
Whenever you call me, we have other two subjects still there. And if you want me to speak on those three, we will spend some time together again. All right?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, what are those two topics, Maharaj, you want to say?
Appearance of Radharaman.
Okay, so you want to give class about that later sometime, right?
Right.
Okay.
Three were given. What was the third one? Radharaman.
Madhavendra Puri.
Madhavendra Puri. Yes. These are excellent subject matters, you know, for our sampradaya.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
very Maharaj. Inspiring.
Yeah. Yes, Maharaj, we will arrange.
So you may give some time. Yeah, you can give some time, and we will make it possible. All right.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for a very, very nice class. Very nice.
Kamuna ki Mataji, you want to speak?
I say, Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Kamcho.
I'm sorry.
Okay, if no one has any questions, we can end
the call. Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for beautiful class. Thank you for your association.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for a very wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Dhir Govindas.
Hare Gaur.
So happy to hear your wonderful class.
Tame bada okay chho?
Yes, by your blessings and Krishna's mercy, we are okay.
All right.
I hope you are well.
Okay, if no one has any further questions, we can end the call here. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for giving your valuable time and association and such an enlightening class today. We look forward for your association again in the future. Devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Maharaj. Vancha Kalpa. His grace, Vedavyasa, Priya Swami, Rache.
Hare Krishna.